I know.
Let's see. Most people have things they worry about. What kind of things do you worry most about?
At your college and falling through the little cracks.
You worry most about that? What cracks?
Yeah. You know them kind of cement, through the cement things under them and the line that goes up and down?
Yeah.
Them.
That's the things you worry most about falling through there?
Yeah, and I'm afraid of heights.
Yeah. What kind of heights?
High heights.
Are you afraid of
being... On the first wheel I went on there before.
What were you afraid would happen?
You know, if we were swinging around, we would fall over like that or something, or the cart might fall off or something.
What do you think will happen at my school?
We weren't swinging around. We weren't going like this, but this person in front of us, he was going rock.
And that made you kind of scared to see him doing it?
Yeah. He was reading this book. He was all relaxed and stuff. I was going right in the middle of Marla and Aunt Moni.
You were all scared?
Squished.
There's no way you could fall out if you're squished in.
Squished? No, the cart would fall off. That's why I was worried.
I see.
And so that's why, because Aunt Moni and Marla... Our FAG.
And the guy that was...
They squished me in so the cart might fall off because they were... Have.
Next time you go on, you better go on with skinny people.
But I might fall out.
Oh, you can't win at all, huh? But the guy in front of you was flinging himself all over and he was just relaxed.
Yeah,
he didn't care. He was
fat too.
He didn't even know he should be worried.
Are you afraid of height?
Kind of, are you?
No.
How do you think we can get over our fear of heights?
Jump. No.
That's a good way to get over them because we'll be dead and we won't ever have anything to worry about, right?
No, that's fine.
Got any ideas how we can get over it?
What's going on? It's after 12 o'clock, Meaner.
I'm interviewing her.
Think about it in your mind.
Think about it in your mind. What should you think about?
And you should talk about it to other people.
That's a good one. But what do you mean, think about it in your mind? Like what?
You think about it to yourself and say you shouldn't be afraid because it's just a ride and they wouldn't have made it if it wasn't safe.
That's a good thing to think. What about like when you're on heights that scare you? What do you do then? What's a good way to help yourself get over it?
What?
You know, like when you're up at my school and you're thinking you're afraid of those cracks that you have to, how do you think you could get unafraid?
Think in your mind about that them cracks wouldn't be there if it wasn't safe.
That's true. That's a good one. What is it you're afraid of when you see them, though? What do you think is going to happen?
You might fall in love. But let me show you something.
I know my bed's cracked. It's been cracked for a long time.
Before I was born?
I think so.
Did you soak it? Or something?
No, it's okay. Just hanging in there.
What were you saying?
I was just curious what you think, what you're afraid of. I mean, no. What was I saying, Dad? What she's afraid of?
You might fall down through the crack or the cement might fall down because the top part's fatter than the bottom part. You know, it's sort of.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now Mom won't go up there.
That's true. Got any ideas how you can help yourself not be afraid?
I already told you.
Oh, you. That was
drugs.